This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Artists Collide with the Earth, a new show at MoCA opening this weekend, celebrates a movement in the 60s and 70s that yielded something called land art. And art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp is here now to talk about it. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So, Hunter, what on earth is land art? It's not landscapes. Does it mean art made with dirt?
Exactly. It does mean art made with dirt, large mounds of dirt. And when you go to the Museum of Contemporary Art, you're going to see quite a few large mounds of dirt. But why? This show is organized by Philip Kaiser and Miwon Kwan to take kind of a new tack on something we often think of as earthworks, which was the name of the first real formal exhibition of this kind of material. And we often think of it as an American phenomenon, you know, Robert Smithson and the Spiral Jetty in Utah, or Michael Heiser and the Double Negative. And so this exhibition shows us that this was not just an American phenomenon, but an international phenomenon. They've brought together artists from Germany, from Japan, from Italy, even from Iceland and Israel to show how this was an idea that was very much in the air.
Well, so this is rooted in the turmoil of the 60s, the Whole Earth catalog I see here in the catalog for the show. Can you talk a little bit about the political impetus for this art movement?
Sure. The Vietnam War, the environmental movement, and space exploration, whereby artists could see photographs of the Earth taken from outer space. But also, it's a time when artists are consciously moving out of the gallery and the museum as what they perceive as limitations. They're trying to make art in any way they want to. It's an amazing time in art history because artists are conceptualizing art in entirely unprecedented ways.
You mentioned that it's an international movement, and the media sort of helps spread this philosophy or this way of thinking about art around the world. And you had some examples of a mainstream media play in all of this.
Well, much of the work was photographed, and the photographs got around to artists, and a lot of it was also filmed. And because it was so bizarre, I'm sure, the mainstream media also got involved, and they even have a film at the beginning of the exhibition of a machine that destroys itself, made by John Tingley, in the middle of the desert near Yucca Flats, a comment on the atomic bomb and the atomic testing. And that was actually commissioned by NBC.
It seems like we've been talking a lot about shows at MoCA, and it wasn't very long ago that MoCA was in serious financial trouble. It was bankrupt, even. What's going on?
Well, MoCA certainly is still in need of funding. So if anybody goes to this exhibition and enjoys it, they should promptly give a donation. This is a show that was 6 years in the making, essentially, I think the director of that museum has been trying to generate as much activity as possible to bring people back to MoCA.
And it seems to be working. And you can see Ends of the Earth, Land Art to 1974 on display through August 20th at the Geffen Contemporary in downtown. And you can see some photos and read Hunter's write-up at kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.